Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Yud Ches. We're holding the last three lines of Yud Zayin Omud Beis. As you recall, yesterday in the Gemara we had that two great Talmudic giants. We had Rab Chanina ben Trajoin and Rab Lozen ben Parta. Unfortunately, were both arrested by the Romans. Kroiser Rishuim. This is talking about after the Chorm Beis HaMikdash Sheini. And unfortunately, the Romans were causing a lot of tzuris for Klal Yisrael. Anyway, you recall towards the top of the Yomid, about 10 lines from the top, Turner Rabbanan Kishenitvesu Rablozim ben Parta Rab Chanina ben Trajoin. We're on Yud Zayin Amid Beis, about 10 lines from the top. Rablozim ben Parta Rab Chanina ben Trajoin were both taken to jail. And Rablozim ben Parta says to Rab Chanina ben Trajoin, Ashracha Shenitfasta al Dovarechot. Oili Shenitfasti al Chamisha Dvorim. Rablozim ben Parta said to Rab Chanina ben Trajoin, you're lucky. There's only one charge against you by the Roman government. There are five charges against me. Oy, Rachman al-Itzla. So Rav Chanina answered him, Ashrecha shenitfasta al-chamisha dvarim vi'ata nitzal. They take five charges, but you're going to go home free. Oy, li shenitfasti al-dabar echad v'eini nitzal. There's only one tain against me, but unfortunately, I'm not going to survive. I'm not going to win the contest, the court proceedings with the Romans. So we went through Rablozim ben Parta yesterday. We're now up to what happened to Rab Chanina ben Trajan. Three lines from the bottom of the Omid. Asyu, Rab Chanina ben Trajan. They brought Rab Chanina ben Trajan in front of the judge. Amrulay, Amayko asakti v'araisa. Oh, the only charge against him was that he was learning Torah HaKdoisha. The Gemara doesn't say it at this point, but Mechitin says that Mir Tashem we're going to see shortly on the Omid Aleph. It wasn't that he was just learning in his basement or in his own besmedish or in his own home, but he was makil kihilois barabim. He was teaching Torah in public, and that the Romans found very, very offensive. So they asked him, "Nu, why were you oisik ba Torah?" Omalehi kasher tzivan yeshem lekoi. That's what Rabbi Shalom told us. That's our job as Jews, to learn Torah, to spread Torah, to teach Torah. I was just doing what I'm supposed to. Miyad gozru olav l'sreifa. Didn't take long, and the court found him guilty as charged of learning barabim, and they were going that he's going to have sreifa. You'll all recall that Rab Chanina ben Trajan was one of the Asura Haruke Malchus. The Gemara is going to tell us the terrible, terrible fate that he experienced, and we read about it, unfortunately, in the Kinnis on Tisha B'Av and in the Machzer on Yom Kippur. So the goyis are on him sreifa. The al ishtoi lahariga, and his wife that she should be killed. The al bitoi and his daughter leishe bekuba shel zoynes, and unfortunately she's going to have to sit together in a house of zoynes of znus. We'll see why in a moment. Zoktima all of the sreifa vosep is why he was charged is because we know the Romans hated the Jews and they hated learning Torah. But why in fact did he merit to get sreifa? Dr. Marisha, Hoige es Hashem ba'oisi yosef. What does that mean, Hoige es Hashem ba'oisi yosef? Is a machloikis here between Rashi and Tosis. Rashi in the bottom of the Amud Beis, you see the last three, four lines. All of the sreifa, loma ne'enash kach, vosep is sreifa, the fisha, Hoige es Hashem ba'oisi yosef, dorshoi bi'arboim ushtayim oisi yosef, va'oisi boim mashehu chafetz. So Rashi learns that when we're talking about a sashem, we're not talking about a Yud Kei Vav Kei, we're talking about the Shem of 42 letters, which is sometimes referred to as the Shem HaMafoydish. Sometimes the Gemara refers to Shem HaMafoydish as Yud Kei Vav Kei, sometimes as the Arboim Mishtayim Oisi Ois. This is what Rashi is learning, the 42. V'oiseh boi mashu chafetz. What does that mean, oiseh boi mashu chafetz? Presumably, with the using these oisiyas, he was able to, for instance, form a goylem, or kill or do or whatever, things that a normal person cannot do, but with the koyach of this Shema Mefoyesh, 42 oisiyas, he was able to do whatever he wanted to do. And the Gemara considers that to be something which is problematic. Tosis argues on the top, you see the top Tosis, he brings the Rashi about the Membeis oisiyas and says Tosis two other pshatim. Pshat number one is v'royva oylem. You see in the second line, royva oylem mefarshim she yekoyrei befeirish oisiyah shel shem hamiyuchad be ki oisiyah, not be oisiyah, ki oisiyah shel shar hatevos. Meaning that when you read Yud Kei Vav Kei, as you all know, you're not supposed to say Yud Kei Vav Kei, you're supposed to say Hashem Adnus, and he said Yud Kei Vav Kei, like the witnesses. So the way with the Yud Kei Vav Kei, like they say by Yana witnesses, that same name. Metuda says Shmachet, because the Gemara brings, Loikashani Nichtav Ani Nikra, Ani Nichtav Bi Yud Kei, Ve Nikra Bi Aleph Talit. So that's the Hoygeshem Ba'yitzi Yosef. Third shot says, Toises, the Nira Le'ri, She'en Lahasker Af Oisius Yud Kei, K'moshra Gilem O'ilam, She'ar Yud Kei, Hu She'em HaMiyuchad. Meaning, as is our custom, we don't say Yud, and then after that say, Hey, we say Yud Kei Vav Kei. Why do you have to say Yud Kei Vav Kei? I'm not even saying the name, I'm just saying the Oisius. No. Even that is called Hoygeshem Ba'yitzi Yosef, and that's why we have our minik says Toises, that we're very careful in the Oilam. We don't say Yud and then say Hey, but we say Yud K Vav K. So therefore, any one of these three reasons says Yimara. That's why the Chinam and Trajan got straight. Frank Yimara, Veichi Obedachi. How takin did he do that? What's an answer to Mishnah? A Mishnah we had at the end of Masech to Sanhedrin not too long ago. Eilu Shein Lam Chelak Olam Haba. Oimer Ein Torah Min Hashemayim. The person who's a koifer, he says it's an Ishtok HaTorah. Vein Tchias Amesim Min HaTorah. So you see that it's Chas V'Sholem. That's terrible. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelik Olam Haba, but Eilu She'en Lam Chelik. A person is Hoyges Hashem Bo'isi Yosef. Avada Reb Chanina Mentrad, you knew this Mishnah. How could he violate this important rule? And for the Gemara L'Hislam Made Avad, he was teaching Talmidim, and teaching Talmidim, he has to tell him what's wrong, Chevra. So he said, we're learning the Mishnah, Hoyges Hashem Bo'isi Yosef, I'll tell you what it means. So either like Rashi, he put together the 42 oisiois, and then he oisim mashali by chofetz, like Rashi said down below, or the two pshatim here on top, that he taka said, yud kei vav kei, he said witnesses, he didn't say adnos, he said taka the shema vaya, or he didn't say yud kei vav kei, he said yud, and then hey, etc. Ah, zokti gemara, lislamet. So he said lislamet over. Kidisanya, like we learned in the braisa. Loisilmed lasois, Bush state in the pasuk. If you have the Torah Orach Shalom, Aleph, Ki Ata Ba El Orach Hashem Lekecha Noisim Lecha Loisil Med Laasois Kiseyavois Hagoyim Mehein Loisil Med Laasois. So Tiamar Loisil Med Laasois, Aval Atalomed Lahavin Ulahayrois. You're not allowed to learn Laasois to actually implement it, to do it, but you're allowed to learn to go and teach it to others. Because after all, if Chamnin ben Trajan and others wouldn't teach us what Hoyges Hashem Ba'isi Yosef means, we wouldn't know what it means. And even after he taught it, we have a machlokes rishoyim between Rashi and Tosfos exactly what it means. So somebody's got to go and teach it, because if nobody teaches it, nobody will know. So that's the reason why he taught it. So Ibazoi Freytimor Elam Hay Tami Anish. So if he did it, the hatter, the way you're supposed to, the Islamic, so why do you get an oinish? Because he didn't say it privately, like one on one. He had a massive shir, a shir that took place in Monroe, with the Zoom going all the way around the world, to the west side and to Eretz Yisrael and other places. Oh, Shingmanagansav Hesia. You got to go and tell one-on-one, on a private chair, 2-3 people, Abanat b'fahesiyam, and that was the chet, and that's the reason why, even though it was l'hislame, but it was b'fahesiyam, unfortunately because of that he got sreifa. That's how the Poshim shot in the Gemara. Interessant is that the top Rashi does not mention anything about b'fahesiyam. If you look at the top Rashi, l'hislame, ovad kidesanya. So, if it was an Islamic, so what's the problem? It says, Rashi, Miyo Kodesh Baruch Hu Medaktik Im HaTzadikim Kechuta Sara. We're talking about Kodesh HaTzadikim, like Chanin Mentrajoin, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Makbid, even like the width of the hair. V'afil Islamic Yesh Lochish L'Kovid Arab. And even if you're talking about Islamic, you also should go and be Makbid. None of this is in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about the Fahasiyah. And because of that, the second Toise says, Zaitzachos, they didn't have, Rashi didn't have our girsa. So you look at the second Tosfos of Islam, and Ovad Peter Shakuntis, Mir Kodesh Baruch Hu Medaktik, v'chuli k'chuta sa'ara, nirash lo yhoyet kosa b'sifroi, he didn't have the following words, ela maitayim i'anish hoyiv v'fehes yhoya, that entire phrase, apparently Rashi didn't have, k'chutz rechlo seiz tam achen, that's why Rashi had to come on to a brand new reason, nishving v'fehes yhoya, but Kodesh Baruch Hu is makbid medaktik ima tzadikim k'chut tasad. Good. Those are the two reasons why, unfortunately, Rav Pinchas ben Trajan was nenash b'misa. Now, before we actually turn, somebody asking a question? Okay, let's continue. Yes.
I didn't understand what Tosos, the Zahri was saying, that the Nimsa, Tosos de Majru, the Nimsa Tosos in the forest. So I don't understand what this, how he was pronouncing.
We have two pshatim in the Tosos. Shot number one in the Tosis is that instead of saying Baruch Ata Adoy Shem, like we usually do, he said Baruch Ata Yud Ke Vav Ke. That is terrible. You're not allowed to do that. That's the first shot. Second shot is that when you are talking about Yud Ke Vav Ke, you have to say K and K. Don't say Hey and Hey. And that's, says Tosis, that's why Regilim Ha'olam, that's why the Olam has this minik, that we're very careful, even when we're not davening and we're not saying Hashem Hashem. We don't say Yud and then say Hey. We're careful to go and say K and K. It's good. No problem. Sorry, I didn't explain it well the first time. Let me get invited. Zokim Aravaitim. What about his wife? Val Ishtar Hariga. Why did she Chas Hashem get Hariga? The Loi Micha Bey. Because she had the opportunity to be moich against her husband and say, Rav Chanina, you shouldn't go and teach it before Hesia. Or, because you're such a great tzaddik, if you're bochum, a daktik, a tzaddik, a chutzasara, don't say anything. Go away from this whole parasha, rednish. Therefore, she was not moicha, mikan omra kom hishi yesh, yada limcha, it's been a moicha. Nenash olav. She could have been moicha, and she wasn't. She also got an oinish. And finally, Valbita Leisha Bekubish Zoinos says, this has nothing to do with the previous discussion. No, the Yom Rav Yochanan Pamachas Hoise Bitoi, the daughter of Rav Chanina ben Trajan, was once Malechas of Nei Gdoili Roimi. She was walking down the street, and there were a whole bunch of Gdoili Roimi there, and they noticed how she was an attractive young lady, and they said, Omru, Kamanois Psioisea Shoribazu. The word Riba means young lady. Take a look how her psiois are so nice. In other words, she's very attractive, very beautiful. When she overheard that, miadiktikom psioisea, then she made sure to really be medactic that always she should walk in such a manner to attract attention of the passers-by, that people should see and they should comment and they should say, whoo, 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 how attractive, blah, blah, blah. So Timur, behind the Yom Rav Shimon Lakish, Maitach Sivishtein Basik, Avoin Akeva Yisubeini, what does that mean? So, Poshib Shat, the Avoinish Odom Doshba Keva, we have that Rashi, the very famous Rashi, beginning of Parshas Ekev, right? For Ekev Tishma'un, referring to the Aveiris and the Mitzvahs, Odom Doshba Keva. The people don't really pay too much attention on, they're not really too careful about the Mitzvahs. But that's not the Pshat over here. The Pshat over here is the Avoinis that are caused by a person walking ba'akevav on his or her heels or soles when they're walking. So this is the type of ovein that we're talking about, that Chas V'Shalom, she was medactic in her akevav, meaning in her psiois, and because of that, that ovein, mesubim lo liyay madin, that's going to surround her and encircle her, Chas V'Shalom liyay madin. Okay, all three of them unfortunately got their oinchim. Now the Gemara goes a little bit further down into what happened. The Shoshi Yotu Shloshtan, as all three are being taken for their ultimate punishment. Tzotkolema said, then each one went and said what we would call Tzidik Adin. In other words, they were Matzdik Adin. They said, Rabbeinu Shalom, what you're doing is absolutely righteous and correct. Who, Omar, what did Rav Chanina ben Trajan say? He said, Atzur Tom Polik, Echol Duroch of Mishpat, Kelamun Bein Ovel, etc., etc. So this is what we say by all of us, Tzur Tzom and Poloi. Now, right before that Pasuk, and this is the Pasuk in Parshas Hazinu. Pasuk right before that is, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goyle Lelekeinu, Hatzur Tzom and Poloi. Ah, so now we see the connection. Kishem Hashem Ekra. Unfortunately, when I said the Shem Hashem, I said Hashem Ekra. I didn't say Shem Adnes. Kishem Hashem Ekra. I said the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Oh, what I did was wrong. Even though it was Lehislame, I did it for Hesia. Or I'm a tzaddik. Kodesh Baruch Hu is medaktik kachutasara. Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're right. Tatzur tam and poloi. Was he taught? And your punishment is exactly correct. The Ishtay Amra, and she said, Kelamunavein Avel. Kodesh Baruch Hu, what you did is totally faithful with Amuna. You didn't do anything wrong. I was the one that did wrong. I should have gone and been Moichet. Bitay Amra. Godul Eitz Brava Lelia Asheinecha Pekuchais Al Kol Drochai. Godul Eitz, Kodesh Baruch Hu's counsel, Brava Lelia, and Kodesh Baruch Hu's Maasim are all great, because Einecha Pekuchais, your eyes are always open, Al Kol Drochai, on all of my paths. Here the Gemara is teaching it, that she's saying about her own path, that every time that she walked, she was makbed on her psiois, that they should be even more gratifying in the eyes of the Romans, etc. Shine! Kodesh Baruch Hu, what you did is right. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Al Kol Drochai, that you're punishing me for the way I walk. Omer Rebbe, Kama Gedolim Tzadikim Alol. You see how great all of these three tzadikim, Reb Chanina, his wife, and the daughter. She is Dam Lohen Sholish Mikroi Shol Tzadik Adin B'Shas Tzadik Adin. At the time when you need to be Matzik the Din, not to have Tanis and Rebbein Shalom. But to say, Rebbein Shalom, you're right. Mamish three psukim fell into their mouths. Two gepasa psukim that make sense, which are right for the occasion. Zelti Mar, Tana Rabban, Kishchol Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma. When Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma was sick, Holak Rabbi Chanina ben Traj in the Bakri. Our Rabbi Chanina ben Traj, of course, before he was punished, came to Mavaka Cholila by Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma. Omaloi, Chanina Ochi, Chanina Ma'am Brida, my brother. Iyat Yedesh, Umma Zuman Hashemayim, him Lichua. Don't you see that this Roman government didn't happen by accident? HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kvoydo b'atzmoy made him the melech. How do I know that? Of course, everything that happens in this world is done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But here we could see with our own eyes. This is not some accident. She'achriv es beisoy. We see what happened, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu authorized the Roman government, Rachman Litzlan, the Romans, the Machshemam, the Rishuim, to be machriv, the Beis HaMikdash. V'sarf es echolay, they burnt down the Hegel. V'horges chasidim, they killed out so many chasidim, of this tuvot. But Daini Kayamis, and the Roman government is still in control, even after the Chorim Beis HaMikdash. Vanisha Mati Alech, and I, Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma, heard about you, Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan, Shati Yosef, Oisi, Vatorim, Maka, Kilois, Ben Rabim. Like the Mechitin said before, he wasn't just learning private Torah in his own room. He was Maka, Kilois, Ben Rabim. And not only that, Vasefer Torah, Munach, Lechav, Bechay, Kachan, you're even holding a Sefer Torah as you're teaching the Torah. Aren't you acting foolishly, Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan? You see that the Kodesh Baruch Hu empowered these Romans to do all types of masa rishis. Chas v'sholom, they're going to take it out on you. Oh, Malois, he answered him back. Meneshamayim irachmu. A Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, don't worry, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to help. Oh, Malois, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma says to Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan, Ani oim l'cho dvorim shel tam. I'm explaining to you words that make a lot of sense. Logical, reasonable. But when you go and tell me, yeah, don't worry. Ich verlozach of the Rebbeinu, I'm going to take care of you. Come on. Tomani. Im lo yisrafu oisach v'yes sefer Torah be'esh. I wonder if, chas v'sholom, you're not going to be burned alive with the sefer Torah together. Amalei Rebbe. So now he, Reb Chanina ben Trajan, said to Reb Yosef ben Kisma, but tell me, after chas v'sholom, this terrible oinish, mani l'chayil mabo, what is my ultimate fate? Will I have a chedek in Olam Haba or not? Omalois, he asked him, Klum Ha'asab Aliyarcha, can you tell me anything about besides your Torah? What about your Masam Toivim? Did you do any Masam Toivim? He said, yo, Omalois, Moishel Purim Nischal Falim, Moishel Tzedakah. We had this in the Gemara already yesterday, as you'll recall. Rashi had two pshats, and Rashi over here only brings the second pshat, as was. It was Purim Day. As you know, in Purim Day, the big mitzvahs, besides Kriyas and Megillah, besides Shlach Munis, Matunas of Yoinim, you have to have a Sudas Purim. So I had a whole collection of money that put away in a special trust account. I should be able to have a Sudas Purim. And guess what happened? He, remember the Gemara told us yesterday, Rav Chanina Mantragian was a Gabbai Tzedakah. When the Aniyim came by for alms, for handouts on Purim, the Schalfali B'Moishel Tzedakah. You know what I did? By accident, instead of giving them the money from my left pocket, the Moishel Tzedakah, I gave them the Moishel Purim. Chilaktim laniyim. Afterwards, when I realized, I took it from the wrong pocket, what I could have done, what I should have done, is reimbursed myself from the Moishel Tzedakah. I said, no. Amaloi. Period. I did not go and refund or take back the money. I just said, you know what? Azayt Rabbanisham Givalt. Somehow or other, I'm going to have to borrow money from somebody else, from Moishel Purim. But I did not go and take money back to pay myself back because I made this mistake. Rav Yosef ben Kisma was very impressed by Rav Chanina ben Trajid's sincerity and honesty, and he said, I should be zeicha to have your chelik on Mabba and your goyel on Marva. Amr, they said, Rav Yosef ben Kisma. Okay, period. So that's the end of the story of the Bikur Cholim, and he told him, yes, you're going to have a chelik on Mabba, and halavai, I should be together with you in the Olam Emes. Now, to tell the Gemara, it didn't take long. No, this is apparently a few days later. He passed away. And now all the Gedoyli Roimi came to be Koivrim. In other words, it was a huge, huge Levaya. Tens, hundreds, thousands of people, including the Gedoyli Roimi. This Bidu has been Godel Mekamat Langa Langa Speda. And on the return, when these Gedoyli Roimi returned, Matul Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan, Yoishev Oisik Batoyr. They found that Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan was learning Torah, Makel Kehilois Berabim Vesefer Torah, Munach Loi Bechekoi. And were they furious? Were they so angry? What did they do? Heviu Vekarchu Vesefer Torah. They now took him, and Angevikult means they surrounded him, wrapped him around with a Sefer Torah. They kifu bechavilis moiris, and they also wrapped him around with chavilim, with strings or with ropes from zmoiris, from vines, like you would find in a vineyard. They tzisu behen esaur, and then they took a match, and they unfortunately lit the Sefer Torah with the chavilis moiris, and to prolong the agony of Rav Chanina ben Trajan, they used svoigim shel tzemer. Svoig, even today in modern Hebrew, is a sponge, a spongy material made out of tzemer, made out of wool. V'sharim b'mayim, and they soaked it in water. They nicham alibay, and they put it on his heart. Kadesh leitetz and ishmasay mehera. He should feel the burning pain for a long period of time, and he should only die after a long time. Amale Bitar, his daughter, said to her father, Tati, Haba, Erecha Bekach, how is it that such a great person, you are having this terrible fate, and Nebuch a prolonged agony? Amala, Sir Chanina answered her, kind of indirectly, Emolyani Nisrafti Levadi Yadova Koshali, if I was burned by myself, that would be taka something terrible. Ashish and Nisr, Sefer Torah Imi, since I'm being burned with the Sefer Torah, Mish Mavakish El Boini Shal Sefer Torah Yavakish El Boini. Whoever is going to be Mavakish, the word El Boini means the insult, the offense. Whoever is going to go and take care of this offense of burning a Sefer Torah, who is that? The Heilige B'Shefer, the Rabboni Shel Olam, is furious that they should go and burn a Sefer Torah Berabim in such an offensive way. Hu Yavakish El Boini, he'll already take care of the insult and the offense to me as well. Omelet Talmidim, the Talmidim said to the Rebbe, Revi, Mataroya, what do you see now? Omlehem, Gilyoin Nisrafin, the Oisiois Porchois, and others add the word Viavir, meaning that you see a Sefer Torah which is burning. What I see is that the Gilyoinois, the parchment is burning, but the Oisis are not burning. All of those are flying upwards to Shemayim, and they're being saved. Why is the Gemara saying this? What the Gemara is saying is that it's a Moshel Mitanim Shal, that every single person, for instance, here, Rav Chanina ben Trajan, his guf is taka being burned, but the neshama goes up to Shammai. Here too, the Sefer Torah is being burned, but the oisiois, that's the neshama of the Sefer Torah, that's going up to Shammai. Afata, so now they told him, Rabbi, psach picha v'tikonis b'cho eish, why don't you open your mouth, let the fire go in, so that you should go and die more quickly, with less agony. Amulhen, mutav she'etlen amishanosna, rather, the Rebbeinu Shalom who gave the neshama, he's the one that should go and take it back, and I don't want to do anything personally against myself. In other words, whatever I'm going to do is kind of like suicide, chulila. I don't want to go into suicide. This is a Gemara which is discussed by even contemporary Paiskim. If you have Chas Shalom, someone who's suffering terrible, terrible agony, is he allowed to go and take his own life because he just can't shoot his out and I just can't maintain anymore this terrible anguish and agony. So you see from this Gemara, the Gemara, no, you leave it up to the Rabbeinu Shlomo, and the Rabbeinu Shlomo takes the neshama away when he's ready. Don't try to go and speed it up. You gotta just do it. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants.
Yeah.
So it's important. If you look at the fourth Tosis here from the top, my Mechitin Rav Moshe Riesel Zang is in Shtark, Zang Gebench, he's the Shver of my Taira son Ben Zion. So he says, Oymer Ben Etam, Shehecha Shireim Pen Yavirim, Oyvik Kov Laver, Gona Idei Surim, for Yucha Lamed Behem, Ozu Mitzuvah Lechal Beatzmai. There are exceptions to the rule. With the exceptions to the rule, like the case of Mesechus Gittin, Gabi Lodim, Shinishbu Lechkolein, Shetilo Atzmon Yam. There was a group of 50 or 100 kids that were all taken to captivity by the Goyim. Why did they take these kids? They wanted to go and live with them, either Mishkav Zuchar or Mishkav Nekeva or whatever the situation was. And what did they do? They all jumped into the Yam. Why did they do that? Because Tosis says that's an exception to the rule. When we know we're afraid that the Oyvei Chom are going to be mabre them for Dvar Aveira, they're going to torture them until they submit to Mishkav Zuchar or whatever, then you're allowed to be Mechavu Batzmei. In this situation, the Goyim weren't causing him to do any more Aveira. It's just Nebuch, the terrible agony, the terrible pain. So then you don't have the right to go and kill yourself. Here he's not really killing himself, he's just speeding up the process. Also prohibited. Omaloi, Kalatz Tuniri. Kalatz Tuniri is the name of the executioner, the one that put the Sefer Torah around him, and the one that lit the fire. Rabbi, Imani Marbe Bishal Heves, Venoito Slugim Shal Tzemer, Me'al Libcha, Atamidiyana L'chayu Elim Abba. If I'm able to cut your pain by immediately being Marbe Bishal Heves, I'm going to increase the fire 10 times, and I'm going to remove all those Slugim Shal Tzemer, which are holding back your imminent death. Will you, B'schar Zeh, take me into Chayu Elim Abba? Omalo, he said, hey, yes. You could see how painful Nebuch Rachmanu Islam this was. He shoveli, machashviya, nishbalo, he made ishwa. Miyad, immediately this kaltzal taniri, miyad hirbe b'shalhebis, and not asfugim shaltzema, miyad liboy, the yotzen ishmose behera, instead of what might have been another hour or two of agony, and 10 seconds later, it was all over. Afu, and now he, the kaltzal taniri, kofatz, he jumped, v'nofo techa ur, jumped into the fire, and he died as well. Yotze Basko the Omra, Rebbe Chanina ben Trajan, and Kalat Tzuniri, both Mizuman Mehe Lechaya Oilam HaBach. Bach Rebbe the Omar, we had this Rebbe, remember yesterday, by the case of Eluza ben Durdaya. Bach Rebbe the Omar, Yishkan Elomai Bisho Achas, Yishkan Elomai Bekam Shonim. Why does Rebbe refer to Yishkan Elomai Bekam Shonim? You remember the Gemara Mesechta is Bob Metzia, Randach Hei Hei or so, but the Gemara says about Rebbe that the last 13 years of his life, he experienced terrible, terrible yisurim to go and be matire his neshama on this world so that he should be able to go straight to Olam Haba after Mayav Eser. Said Rabbi Nebuch Icha Gemuchit for 13 years, and he, in 1 minute, he makes a deal with Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan and he mezuman l'chayu Olam Haba. I think it was my son.
Only because he jumped into the act itself, he wouldn't have gotten. Uh-huh. Let's say, if he wouldn't have killed himself, right? What Rebbe Nadi can feign it because of this chuzda was over. It seems that he had, it's only because he took his life that he was zumal chayyur in my bone. So is it that if a person stam did this deed, that he would have taken off this fugish tamer, he wouldn't have thrown himself into the water, but into the fire.
But Rebbe Chanina tried and promised him.
Yeah.
He said, "Mavi ana chayyur my bone." Said, "Yeah, I'm going to take the chayyur my bone."
So it's mashma that. But the Bucher Rebbe, the Rebbe cried, it's mashma, only in this case, that he was, actually, he wouldn't be mizumel chayim abor if he wouldn't have jumped into the fire.
Okay, we should all be zoich chayim abor without him beginning to fight.
But the die is zoich gewesen. He died that moment.
Right.
If he wouldn't have died that moment, I mean, I don't know.
What changed?
What changed, you mean by what?
A minute earlier, he didn't want to open his mouth to die.
That's suicide.
Now,
You're not allowed to.
But now he's telling a guy, you could help me.
You're right.
You could assist me.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do it yourself.
Yeah.
If the guy is doing it, that gives him tight. Go ahead.
But he had to promise him something. It's like he paid him to do it.
And he paid him. He paid him,
so that means he...
Okay, so apparently that's permissible. Not permissible. Do it yourself, Kemenish. Okay. Right to Rabbi Isai. Now we're on to Bruria. Bruria was the famous wife of Remeir. Not so famously, she was another daughter of Reb Chanina ben Trajan. Another Reb Chanina ben Trajan, we now know from this Gemara, had at least two daughters. One that unfortunately was condemned to the Kubishal Zoynois, and another one that was Bruria, the wife of Remeir. The Gemara tells us, Bruria, the Mitzvah Remeir, brought Reb Chanina ben Trajan. However, she was the daughter of Reb Chanina. Omraloi, and she said to her husband, Zila bimilza the Yasva Achsoy Bekubishal Zoynois. I am so upset that my sister, Nebuch Rachman Litzlan, she's condemned to live in this Kubishal Doines, and every single day, Chas V'Sholom de Mizaner, terrible. So Shokel Tarkavit Adinri, Remeir heard Nebuch the cries of his wife, Beruria, and he took a Tarkavit Adinri. Tarkav means three kavin. Three kavin is a half of a so'ah, which is a considerable amount. So she took a Tarkavit, not she, he took a Tarkavit Adinri, the Ozel, and he went now to the prison. Well, not to the prison, to this Kubishal Zoynos. And Omar, he said, if she has been very careful not to allow herself to be part of any Maisis Nusp, any Masa Aveira, then I know Rabbi Yisrael is going to make a nest. However, she has been sinning, then the Kodesh Baruch is not going to make a nest. So what did he do? He went and camouflaged himself. He put clothes on like a parsha. Parsha means like someone, a chelu parashav. Parashav, like a horseman, like a person of the cavalry in the military. So he dressed up like a goy. And omala, and now he approaches his sister-in-law, and she did not recognize him. And he said to her, Hashmi'ini li, are you willing to listen to me? In other words, for a maisis nus, I'm soliciting you now for a maisis nus. Will you listen? Omala, she said, Distanana, where distana means that unfortunately I am now a nida, and since I'm a nida, I cannot live with anybody now because I'm menstruating, I'm a nida. Amalos, he said to her, Misrachna Mirsa, okay, I have time, I'm not in a hurry, you know, I'll stick around for a day or two, and Mirz Hashem, you'll stop bleeding, we'll be able to live together. Amalos, she said to him, don't be foolish. Nefishin legabe, nefishin tuva, the Shapir minoi. You walk around this Kubishal Zoynos and you see that there are many, many other young ladies who happen to be even prettier than me. So don't wait for me. Omar. So then Remeir said to himself, Shema minali of the Isura. I see how careful she is that she didn't do any Isurim until now, and therefore he's going to go and take care of her. Kol da'asi omra lei hachi. That anybody that would come and solicit her to go and live together, she would say the same thing. The Edomu, she would say, Distanana, I'm a nida, I can't. And then she would say, don't wait for me, there are many others who are prettier than I am. Zuntai. Ozalagabi Shoymedida. So now we went over to the Shoym, the one in charge of that Beit Zaynois, and Omalei. And Remeir said to him, Hovanila, hand her over to me because I want to take her away from this Kubishal Zaynois. Omalei. So the Shoymer said, Mr. Finim Malchusa, as far as I'm concerned, you can take her right away. However, the government put me here as the Shoymer, as the security guard. I'm not allowed to allow any of the women here to leave. They all have to stay here so that they should be, of course, victims of all the Chashuvei Roimi. And they all want to have Znus, that they should have Karbunas, they should have victims here. Omalei, so he said to him, you know what? Shkol Targum Dinri. See this peckle of gelt, these three kavan of dinrim? By the way, when it says dinre, it's not dinre kesef, then it would say dinrim. When it says dinre, it means golden dinrim. So this is a small fortune over here, three kavan of golden dinrim. And he said to the guard, Halga plach, upalga lehaviloch. What you should do is let this young lady out to me. And anytime there'll be an inspector that's going to come and is going to say to you, hey, what happened to the young lady, the daughter of Chanina ben Trajan? What you're going to go and say is, Chevra, here's a bissel gelt, take some money and don't bother me. In other words, you'll pay him off, you'll bribe him. And then a week later, a month later, somebody else, you'll keep on giving bribes, that'd be half of the money, and the other half you keep for yourself. Omalei, so the guard said, V'chishalmi my eved, what should I do when the money finally runs out? There's not going to be any money left. Omalei eima, all you have to sort of say, Elekar de meir aneini umitzlis. Go and say, the God of Meir, meaning Reb Meir, aneini, help me out, and you'll see you'll have a hatzut. Omalei, so the guard did not believe him. After all, he never donated money to Reb Meir Balanes. So he said, who said that that's true? Who said it's true? I'll show you right now. How did he show him right now? There were some dogs that were roaming around, and these were vicious dogs. On the top of Yudches Amid Bey, second line. Vicious dogs, they went and devoured people. Can you imagine? Shokol Kola, see, he took a clump of earth, Shadabu, and threw it at the dogs. They, of course, now were very upset. He provoked and incited them, and they ran over to go and chas v'sholem eat up Reb Meir alive. Omar, so Reb Meir said, call the Meir anayne, Rabbi Nishlom, help out. And guess what? Shavkua, and the dogs went away. So the guard saw that this is true business, and what he do, v'yavaleh, and he released the daughter of Chanina ben Trajan to Reb Meir. V'soif, eventually, this came to the Beis Melech. In other words, presumably after the money ran out, twice a year later, whenever it was, and the Beis Melech heard that this guard had released the daughter of Chanina ben Trajan, Asua, and they took him, Askua l'skifa. They took him to the gallows to go and hang him on a tall post or on a tree and to go and kill him. So as soon as that happened, what do you think he said? Omar, alekod demeir aneini. And they were not able to execute him. The Gemara doesn't say what happened. It could be that the cord, that the rope that was they put around his neck, maybe it ripped, and therefore it didn't work. Or it could be that there was a trap door down below that was supposed to fall out, and it didn't work. Whatever the reason is, Elikar de Meir Aneni helped, and Achsua, and they took him down from the rope and from the gallows, and they saved his life. Omrulei, and they said to Maihai, what happened? What did you say? What? How come we weren't able to kill you? I mean, this gallows has worked 5,000 times over the last 3 months. How come it didn't work today? There was a masa, and I had to say, Lekor de Meir Aneini, and that worked. Oh, Reb Meir. Asu chokku ledemusa de Reb Meir apischa de Roimi. What they did was now they carved out a picture of Reb Meir on the Pesach of Roim. In other words, like posting a wanted sign in all the post offices like they used to do years ago. They put up a wanted sign with a picture of Reb Meir on the Pesach of Roim. Amri kol dechozi letapuf adein. Whoever sees this partzuf, laisi, bring him into the police, bring him into the government. Okay, probably it was also a reward, but the Gemara doesn't go into that. Anyway, Yom Echad, there was one day, Chazyui, that he was identified by someone. Oh, this is Reb Meir. Ruat Basrei, and they ran after him to capture him and to take him to the court, to the jail, to the officers. Ruat Mikamayu, and therefore Reb Meir, being no slouch, he ran in front of them. And what did he do? The Gemara has now two or three different pshatim of what he did. Pshat number one is all the Bezoinites. He went into Bezoinites. Why? Because as soon as they see Reb Meir going to Bezoinites, Toschon is on Reb Meir. Come on. Reb Meir, we just heard about a Bal Nisim, about a Bal Moifis, a Tzadik Hadar. He would go to Bezoinites, Skonizai. So therefore, this is one way he was able to elude them. Ikriyama, there's another Pshat, the Bishuli of the Chavim Choza, Tomash Baha, or Masik Baha. There was a big, big pot of bishul oibdei kechavim, which of course a person like Reb Meir would never eat chuli elivachas, even though it's only derabanan. Bishul akim is not the araisa. We're talking about all the ingredients have glatt kosher supervision, but bishul akim is also. What did he do? Tomash b'ha, he put his pinky into the bishul akim, and then umasik b'ha, and then he sucked not that finger, but another finger. And of course, anybody from afar thinks that he ate chas v'shalom from the bishalakim. Una brucha. But the Maase, he didn't eat anything from the bishalakim. He just fooled them. So they realize Adduskin is on Reb Meir. Reb Meir wouldn't eat from bishalakim. Ikri amenucha pshat, os Eliyahu idmi lehu kizoyna. Eliyahu went and dressed up as if he was a zoyna in Karchasei, and she embraced Reb Meir as if they're old friends and as if they are affectionate. Amri, chas v'shalom, Reb Meir havelei ava oved hachi. On all of these three cases, it would be Reb Meir. He wouldn't go to Bezoinah. He wouldn't eat bishalakim. He wouldn't go and hug and embrace this Zoyner. The Zoyner wouldn't embrace him. It's Kom Orak. So they let him free. They didn't start up with him. Kom Orak. And therefore he fled Osel Bavel, and he went to Bavel. Ikri Amri may hide Maisa. Some say because of this story he was afraid, Chas V'Shalom, that they're going to go and kill him. Ikri Amri mi Masa de Bruria. A totally separate story about his wife. The Gemara doesn't go into the story about his wife, but Rashi does. If you look at the Rashi, about 10 lines on the top of the Yomad, Rashi reminds us of the Gemara Mesechta's Kiddushin. Ikri Amri Mishem Maisa de Bruria. Pamachas Ligliga al She'omru Chacham. Bruria overheard her husband Remeir saying a halacha in the Gemara, pushed in the Gemara, noshim daitan kalasen, a liar. That women have a daitan kalas, whichever way you want to define it. And she was malagling. you're talking about women daitan kalas. The men are daitan kalas. We women are strong minded. The Amalah, and so Remeir said back to Bruria, chayeich, soifeich, lehoides ledevrein. Unfortunately, you're eventually going to have to agree and confess that what we're saying is true. And he told one of his Talmidim, this Ramei told one of his Talmidim, to go and test her to see whether or not he can break her resolve. And this Talmud asked her many times, Rebetzin, Ramei is not here. He's giving shir now. Let's go and live together. Eventually, she was misratza to go and live with that Talmud. Doesn't say that she actually lived with him. So she's misratza. And afterwards, when she found out that Remeir had sigishtelt this Talmud, and that in fact, Dait and Kalis, she eventually bent under the pressure of this Talmud, Chankatz, when she unfortunately went and choked herself, and then Remeir machmas kisufa. Remeir was embarrassed by the whole situation. Therefore, he went to a different country, to Bavel, to avoid people, Chas V'Shalom, talking about it, and yanting, and this and that. Turn about.
If the Gemara said before that she was managed because she wasn't Moicha, mm-hmm, and him. So it seems that obviously she had a certain... because he would listen to his wife. Now he goes and he's
but it's not the same person.
Yeah,
that's
a Rebbetzin
of Ben Trajan. This is Rebbetzin of Remei.
But she was Danish. She told us that we have to assume that she would have had some power of persuasion over him. Why make it taste? You should listen to her in halachic questions.
Good. Anybody have a question here on the phone?
Yeah.
Orak means to flee. In Yiddish, gemachta pleite. He fled.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Zoki Moravai, the Tana Rabbanan. First wide line. We now have finished with the Agadata. I know all of you are upset. We finished Agadata, but we are on now to Dvar Halacha. Remember, back in the Mishnah, it said that you're not allowed to help out the Akum, the pagans, when they are building either a basilica or a gardum, or an itzdin. Now, what exactly is an itzdin? You remember we learned in the Rashi, itzdin means a stadium. What did they use the stadium for? For bullfights, just like they have today. And unfortunately, a lot of people get killed in these bullfights. And often they would go and throw yidden in as the victims of these bullfights and this entertainment. So now, Gemara says, Son Rabban, ha'hoilich litzdin. Now we're not talking about helping in constructing the stadium, but a person who goes to a stadium, ula charkoim. Charkoim means, says Rashi, a motzor. Motzor is a place of siege. At that place where they have that siege, unfortunately, that became a place of entertainment. One can conjure up why this is happening. You have soldiers that are standing in siege around the city. Things are pretty dead. Nothing's happening. Nobody's coming. Nobody's going. So they have to entertain themselves. So from time to time, they have shows and entertainment. So says our Gemara, a person who goes to Itzdin, to these stadiums, or to the, we're not talking about a stadium for a football game. Rashi says, Itzdin mokim shen menachim es ha-shar, places where they go and gore the shar, or unfortunately, the shar gores people, depending on who wins the bullfight. So a person who goes to such a bullfight in a stadium, or a charkoim to the markon siege for the entertainment. V'ra Hashem, what did he see over there? Es ha-nechoshim. Nechoshim over here does not mean snakes. but it's for Lashon of Menachesh Umechashev. He watches the magicians do their black magic. We don't mean modern day magicians' sleight of hand. We're talking about those Menachesh Umechashevim, where the Torah says, Mechashev Eloi Sechayim, etc. So a person who engages in black magic. Or V'esa Chaverim. What's then the Chaverim? Says Rashi, Loichshei Nechoshim. Again, Nachash, that they go and say all types of incantations. Like Torah says, V'choy V'chover. All of these types of guys. Or, Bukyoin, Mukyoin, Mulyoin, Lulyoin, Blurin, Slagorin. All of these, says Rashi's, are different types of Leitzanim, different types of clowns, and different types of amusement acts. Don't go there, because it's a Moshe of Leitzim. Just don't sit in a Moshe of Leitzim. V'aleim HaKosavoyim, it says in the Pasuk, Asher Isha Shaleholach. And how does the Pasuk continue on? This is, of course, the first Pasuk in Tilim, as we all know. Asher Isha Shaleholach, but it's Asher Shoyim. Uva Derech HaTorim Le'omad. Uva Moshe of Leitzim Le'yoshah. Oh, Zokti Gemara, Halamadafish Dvorim, Alol Mavinas Adam Lidei Bittel Torah. So the Inyan of Moshe Leitzim is not just you're sitting around doing nothing, wasting time like a fool. The problem is, Kim Besaydis Hashem Chavsa, what you should be doing, you should be learning Torah. And maybe if you're working hard at business, no, the Baruch Shalom wants that we have to make panos. That we understand. But during the times that you have a little rest, a little manicha, don't just waste your time, Moshe Leitzim. This is the time, Kim Sorz Hashem Chepse, Kai Len and Torah. Freitimah. So you're telling me now that I go to Itzadina. And Lecharkoin, or in many Avakasha, it says, Holchel Itzadina, you are allowed to go to these bullfights. You know why? Mutter. And they should Tzavach Umatzil. Sometimes you see that Nebuch, they throw a yid into the ring against this Shor, who is ready, willing, and able to go and Chas Hashem gore the person alive. So, if you go there and you see that happening to a yid, you'll be able to start screaming, "No, don't do it, the Yankel Chas Hashem." And hopefully people will have rachmanis, and they'll take him out of the ring. So you're allowed to go and do that to try to help out a yid to save him. And Charkam Mutim and Yisha Medina. What's Yisha Medina? So Rashi says a similar pshat. If you look, Rashi is parallel to our Gemara. Yisha Medina, Yisrael Hadorim Bo'isayir, Shezeh Mavakish, Tebnei Yishev HaKharkam L'Hatzilam. He wants to go and save them. So the Yishev Medina means the other Yoshev Medina who are under siege in this Mokim Matzar. They're entertaining themselves by Chas V'Sholem going and taking a yid and playing with him to execute him, putting on a gallows and things of that nature. Also, you're allowed to go there to try to scream and to be matzal. So both of them are basically the same. You're allowed to go there for Masa Hatzal. What does it mean, Lo Yischashev Imohem? Says Rashi, don't go there to be one of them. For instance, this Charkam, says Rashi, don't go there, Lechazik Oivdik Achovim, Falasis Imohem Motzer. Once you're there, you'll say, oh, let me give you a hand, I'll help you with putting up the fence around and do the siege. Don't do that. If you go there for pure reasons to help out, oh, the Yim, that's okay. But don't try to become nice to these goyim and participate in the siege. And if you did participate in Osir, Chabad is Osir. Okay, so what do we see from this? That you're allowed to go to Tzadina, and you're allowed to go to Charkam. And we said a moment ago, Metunish. After Mark, as Kasha, Tzadina, Tzadina, Kasha, Bekarkam, Karkam. Bishlam, Charkam, Karkam, Kasha, Kambin, Eskashim, Imon, Kangish, Eim, Eskashim, Imon. The same pshat that we just said a moment ago, where the Braisa says, you're allowed to go to the Charkam to do Masa Hatzalah, but make sure, Lo Yischashev Imam, don't become part of them to assist them and help them. Oh, so the first Braisa says, don't go there because we don't want you, Mischashev Imam, to assist them. The second Braisa says, Faker, as long as you're not Mischashev Imam, then it's okay. El Tzadina, Tzadina and Kasha, don't you have a stira? Here it says you're not allowed to go to the stadium, and here it says you're allowed to go to save the life, potentially, of a fellow Jew. That's the first bright that we had. Like we just said, if Chas V'Sholem Mayid is in the stadium to be gored, try to save his life. Even if he's not able to save his life, this way at least he'll be able to go back, and she should not become an aguna. He'll be able to go and say, I was present, I saw with my own eyes, Nebuch, the Yankel Nebuch, was killed by the gore, the shor that gored it alive, Rachman Litzvah. Tanuban, Ein Hochel and Tartoyos Ule Karkisoyos. Tartoyos is usually defined as theaters, and Karkisoyos many define as a circus. You see, circus, karkisois, the words are similar. So don't go to these place. What is the zibul that we're talking about? Says Rashi, this was a place where, yes, there was taka, presumably some sort of entertainment in the theater or the circus, but that wasn't the main reason that they got together. The main reason was, says Rashi, misadrin litzorche avoidis chom lisnadavla. This was used, just like you have today, lahavdil, tzedakah events that you put together, the annual dinner, the annual reception, and this, that, and the other thing to raise funds for a yeshiva, for bikacholim, for whatever you are soliciting funds for. Lahavdil alfi avdolis, the goyim also made such beautiful events for purposes of raising funds for the Avodah Zarah. What does the Avodah Zarah need funds for? Presumably the idol from time to time got chipped, so you need it for repair and maintenance for the Avodah Zarah, maybe for the church, where the Avodah Zarah is. Anyway, so Mezablim Shem Zibul Avodah Zachamish. Zibul means they assemble together for purposes of raising funds for the Avodah Zarah. Divremeh, therefore, don't come. Chomum Oimrim, Mokshim Mezablim Oser, Mepnech Shad Avodah Zachamim, or Mokim She'ein Mezablim Sham, Osim Mishum Moshe Leitzim. Name Moshe Leitzim. The Chum say, it doesn't have to dafka be because of Zibul. Zibul, you're right. It's Osim Nechashad Avayt Zichom. Rashi says, Chashad Avayt Zichom is, even if he is not going to go and contribute, but they see that he's going to the base of Avayt Zara, he will be choyshid that Chas Shalom, he's either doing Avayt Zara, or he's going to contribute to the Avayt Zara. He's going to be part of the annual appeal. He's going to give money. Don't go. Even if you're going to a theater and a circus where there is no fundraising events, the reason why you're going there is for entertainment. Pray to my benai, what's the nafkimina between the two pshatim? You're not allowed to go. Because this reason, that reason. What happens if once you're there in that theater and in that circus, what would a yid do? A machnabisal business. You might as well try to do a business deal with somebody over there.
Network.
It's a network. Oh, very good. So what happens if one of the goyim happens to be over there? And he knows that goyim happens to be very wealthy. And he happens to be Lamushal on 47th Street and he has beautiful diamonds, beautiful jewelry. He takes it out and he says, Mr. Goy, Johnny, you know, we're now good friends. We're here together. Maybe you'd like to go and buy this bracelet for your wife. How much is it? $2,000. So then what happens to Nosfer if he in fact did a business deal? And the guy gave him money. I'm afraid that this may be Dmei Avoides Kechov. Since the whole purpose of this event is to raise funds for the Avoides Ora, maybe some of these funds that this guy is holding are Tak Avoides Ora funds. Dmei Avoides Ora, you're not allowed to take. Lo Yidbak B'yorcha Ma'uma Mena Acherim. So if the Chshash is because the Zibul, that it's a fundraising event, and people are changing, exchanging hand-to-hand monies that are for the Avodah Zarah, so maybe he's now getting some Avodah Zarah money. So then, Nasa would be awesome. On the other hand, if the reason is because a Moshe Leitzim, shine, so it's not a Moshe Leitzim, but he made some business on the side at Fadin Tebisilgat. Dor of Shimon Pasik. Let's go back to the Pasik that we quoted before. The first Pasik in Tilim. Tachsiv, Ashi Isha Shalei Holach Batsas Vishoyim, Der Chatom Li Omed, Moshe Leitzim Li Yoshev. So the Gemara asks, isn't this strange? It says, Ashi'ish, voil is the mensch, praiseworthy, meritorious is a person, ashley holach batzas v'shem. He didn't go on the atzas v'shem. Uv derech ha'tom li'omen, and therefore he didn't stand with derech ha'tom. Uv moishem moishem li'yachem, and he didn't sit moishem le'itzim. So the Gemara is assuming that this is a progression. The first, the person walks, batzas v'shem, and then he sits down together with them. No, I'm sorry, he stands with them, and then after a while he sits down, and then he's oisik b'letzonis. Frank Gemara, uv v'chiyach ashley holach, if you're telling me Ashi Shlei Holach Batzas V'Shem, he didn't go, Hei Chen Omad, and then he wouldn't be Oymid B'Derech HaToyim, because he wouldn't go. Omi Ashi Shlei Omad, Hei Chen Yashav, then how could he be Moshe Leitzim Yashav? Omi Ashi Shlei Yashav, Hei Chen Latz. So, how does that work? How could you have this progression? Eloi Malach, the Pasuk is telling you, Shem Holach, Mister, don't think you're smarter than the Yetzer. The Yetzer is smarter than you. If you're, I'm just going to go there, I'm not going to do anything. No, Im Holach Seif Alamad, then you're going to stand there, and if he's I'm just standing, I'm not doing anything. He's going to eventually sit. If the person does engage in litzanis, the pasuk says, If you act like chaletz, you're going to have to carry this burden with you that you were mamakim moishev leitzim. So stay away. And the Gemara is going to tell us now a few memories about a person who's misloitzet. Reb Lezer, says the Gemara, Reb Lezer is a Tana, referring to the Amoira Reb Lezer ben Pedos. Reb Lezer, call him misloitzet, yisurim boyin olav. Whoever engages in litzanis, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to bring upon him yisurim, shenema. Viata altis leitzetzu, don't be leitzanim. Why? Pen yechesku moitzreichem. The Gemara is dashing the word moitzreichem from Lashon of yisurim. You're going to act leitzanis, Kodesh Baruch Hu will bring yisurim on you. Amlu Rav al-Rabbanan. So Rav said to Rabbanan, to his talmidim, matusei be'ina minaychu, some take out the word be'ina, but matusei minaychu, I beg of you to leitzetzu, don't go to Moshev leitzim. To leleisi alaychu yisurim. Because chas v'sholim, you heard Rav Luza said, you engage in latanis, chas v'sholim, yisurin can befall you. Amrav ketina, kol misloitzis mezonoisa mismatin. Whoever acts like a letz, then he loses out on his mezonos. In other words, he loses his parnasa. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, moshach yodoy es loitzim. Says Rashi, moshach yodoy. Who's the yodoy? The yodoy means the hand of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that supports. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is poiseach es yodecha umasbiel lechol chayrotzoy. So a Kodesh Baruch Hu moshach, he'll pull back his hand, the Pesach es yodecha hand, as loitzim to those that engage in the tzadis. Amr Rav Shimon Lakish, call him as loitzitz, noifel begenim. Shenemer, it says in the Pasuk, Zayd Yohir, let Shemoy, let Shemoy, oise ve'evra zodoin. Person who chas v'sholem engages in the tzadis, he is going to be in the evra. What's evra? Vein evra elegenim. Shenemer, yoyim evra hayoyim ahu. Yoyim ahu means on the eventual day, b'yoyim hadin, lo'asid lavoi. Then there'll be a Yoim Evra, and those who'll be punished are going to go into a burning Gehenna. So he's saying, "Kol Misloitzit, the Evra Zodoin, he's going to unfortunately experience again." Amr Voishir, Kol Misyaher. Misyaher means someone who acts pompously, person who acts a Balgaiva. Noivul Begenna, Shnema Zayd Yohir. Oh, Yohir, he acts with Gaiva. Late Shemai, Oysib Evra Zodoin, Evra Gehenna, Shnema Yim Evra Biyamu. So therefore, be careful, don't be too pompous, don't be too arrogant, because Chulila, that itself will draw you into the Gehenna. It says, so you can see that seems to be a mistake, and in fact, on the side it says, Reb Tanchan ben Chaniloi. Anyway, so what did Reb Tanchan ben Chaniloi say? It says, not only does he go into Gehenna, but he's chas v'sholem, he's goyrem, he causes kaloya, mass destruction for the world. Shenem, it says in the pasuk, v'ata al tisloitetu, ben yechesku mois reichem, ki kola v'nechrotza shamati. That first, don't be misloitzit, ben chichesku moisreichem. That's the what we just spoke about, the yisurin. And after the yisurin, ki kola v'nechrotza, there'll be kloya, there'll be destruction of the world for these misloitzit. Amr Bluzer, koshihi, you see how bad leitzonis is, shetchilasa, in the beginning it's just yisurin. But after that, ki kola v'soyve kloy. Dorshim shim benpati, ashu isha shalei holach, letarteo isil karki soishel oedik chav. When it says Ashley Holach, this is a reference to, of course, he's darshing Belosh and Drush, and he's saying Ashish Shali Holach Batzas Rishoyim, don't go to theaters and don't go to circuses of the Ezri Chok. Ubiderchatom li Omad Zeshley Omad Viknigyoin. What's meant a Knigyoin? If you look at the last line of Rashi, all the way in the bottom, Knigyoin is Tzedes Chaya, Ali de Kloven, Cholmaseim, Lishem Schoik, Vesimcha. Tudmase, Bishkita Schulim, Chimoshe Knigyava. In other words, Kinigyon was also a place of amusement, and they used to make this choik and simcha, and they would go and capture chayis ayidei klovim. So presumably they had something similar to a bullfight or a run where the klovim were running after the chayis to try to go and capture them, and everybody would go and applaud. Ah, oh, the caliph caught the chay, or he caught the oifois, etc. So this is a major place of latonis. Stay away. Dechatom li omad, deshli omad knike. Omoshe leitz li yashav, says he marched. Le yashav betachbulais. A person didn't go and sit the tachbulais where they're making all types of plans. Shem yoyma odom hoiv le yalach li tar tigoyis akar kisoyis le amadit be knigyan. Eilach vi ezgore bishina. I have a great idea. I'm not particularly tired, but I'm not going to go to these theaters and circus. I'm just going to go to sleep. But not for any... Not that he was tired. He just can say, okay, I'm not going to go to these mokum leitzim, but I'll waste my time in sleeping. You have spare time. Use the time for learning Torah. this will stop over here. Rabbi Yisai, have a wonderful day. Hatzlacha Rabbah.